Welcome to Why So Curious, our series where you ask the questions and Why So reporters explore. I'm Lewis Wallace. I'm here with Archives fellow Jocelyn Robinson, who took on this Why So Curious question from Yellow Springs resident Bob Moore. He wrote in to us to ask, are there any known recordings of Arthur Morgan speaking? Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi, Lewis.
So what did you hear from Bob Moore?
Well, a couple years ago, Bob had taken his kids to the Yellow Springs Public Library, and he found a shelf full of books by local authors. And he read through them, and he was really interested in Arthur Morgan and wondered what he sounded like.
One of the things that I've always wondered is, what did his voice sound like? Because his writing is very formal, and I've always been impressed by his original thinking, so kind of wondered what he sounded like.
Jocelyn, for the uninitiated, give us a sense of who Arthur Morgan was and why this would be so interesting to hear his voice.
Well, Arthur Morgan is a large figure in Yellow Springs and Antioch College history. He was the president of Antioch College from 1920 to 1936. And during that time, he also served as the first chair of the Tennessee Valley Authority from 1933 to 1938. So he has a national importance in terms of hydrology and dam building and hydraulic engineering. But it's his work that he did at Antioch College and within the community of Yellow Springs, I think, that's probably most familiar to folks in the Miami Valley.
So he is this kind of luminary thinker and leader. And what's the answer to Bob's question about whether recordings exist? What recordings do we have here in the archives?
Well, we have several recordings of Arthur Morgan in the WYSO audio archives. They're all from the early 60s. Some of them are very formal, formal addresses and speeches. Some of them are a little bit more intimate interviews that were conducted on WYSO. We also have a very heartfelt, extemporaneous speech that he gave at a civil rights march in Yellow Springs. It reflects a very different aspect of his character, one that is not so formal and logical, and even though it's still very creative in terms of his thinking, but really much more heartfelt about the issues that the community was facing during that period.
So you say there's a sort of formal and logical Arthur Morgan. Let's hear a little bit of what that sounded like.
Okay.
The endless effort to modify social controls and the conditions of human freedom in order to meet the desires of men and of society is the growing edge or the battlefront of humanity.
That's the more kind of formal and very intellectual voice of Arthur Morgan. And then you mentioned that in the civil rights speech on Antioch College campus, he kind of lets loose a little more. Let's hear that.
People say sometimes, why not just let things be as they are? People are satisfied. They're sitting here. They're not making trouble. They're not talking about discrimination. Why don't we have a pleasant, quiet village? Why do we have to stir things up? Because people are quiet does not always mean that they are at peace within.
Is there anything surprising to you or to Bob, who asked this question of Why So Curious, about how Arthur Morgan sounds and talks?
Yes, actually. Bob had the impression that the formality of his writing would yield a voice that sounded like President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He kind of envisioned him giving like fireside chats or something like that, with this very sort of formal and patrician voice. And when he came to learn that actually, if anything, Arthur Morgan is sort of a pioneer, he hails from Minnesota. His work has always been kind of hands-on, involved with folks. He certainly isn't patrician, nor did he attend an Ivy. He didn't go to college at all. This self-made man had these very powerful messages and this very powerful work, but he didn't come from an elite background to do it. And I think Bob was a little surprised by that.
You're listening to Why So Curious. I'm Lewis Wallace, here with Jocelyn Robinson, who sat down with our question asker, Bob Moore, and Arthur Morgan's grandchildren, Faith and John Morgan, to talk about what Arthur Morgan was like and about his legacy. That whole interview is on our website at WYSO.org, and there's also more audio from Arthur Morgan's speeches that are in the WYSO archives. Jocelyn, thanks so much for being here.
Sure thing.
developing a picture of what enters into the making of a good community, it is important to assure that no significant element of good community life is overlooked.
One of Arthur Morgan's projects, an organization known today as Community Solutions, is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. More on that and extra audio is all online, brought to you by WYSO Archives fellow Jocelyn Robinson of Rediscovered Radio. And as a reminder, Why So Curious is our series that comes out about once a month on WYSO. You can send us questions about the Miami Valley. We search out answers. What are you curious about? Tell us now at WYSO.org or by calling 937-769-1374. Thanks.